Compassionate image practice. So beginning by settling into our posture. Finding our contact with the ground and letting our body come into alignment so that each side feels equal, aware of the strength of our back, letting our back be straight but without being rigid. So cultivating a sense of dignity in our posture. And then letting everything relax within that. And then remembering our intention for this practice, our intention to cultivate compassion. Giving some strength to this intention. And also for a moment, connecting with our motivation for the practice. Our motivation to find ways to cultivate compassion so that we can grow and thrive so that we can benefit in our lives and so that we can give to others the same benefits. So now finding the rhythm of the breathing within our body. And if it helps to lengthen the breath a little, allowing that. And if you wish, introducing counting. 3 or 4 on the in-breath. 3 or 4 on the out-breath. And letting thoughts come and go. And if we get caught up in thinking, gently guiding our attention back to the breathing and the counting. And then letting the breath find its own rhythm, releasing the counting, and settling our attention very lightly with the out-breath, allowing the out-breath to carry us into the world of the body. becoming aware of the wealth of sensations that compose our experience of the body, including where we're sitting, areas of pressure, feelings of warmth or cool, feelings of tightness or pain, or openness, relaxation. Allowing all physical sensations to have their place within the inner environment of our body. Seeing if it's possible to let go of having a preference for what we feel and to land in what we actually feel in this embodied moment. Mind resting in the body, body resting, supported by the ground, resting into the unconditional support of the ground. And opening up to a sense of the space all around the body. So now we're going to see if we can find a compassionate image. So first of all, just spending a moment or two feeling into what would a compassionate being be like? What would their qualities be? And what would their qualities be for you in particular, if this compassionate being was there especially for you? So we might think that the compassionate being would have qualities of deep kindness, warmth, understanding, strength, compassion. Maybe they have the quality of being able to stay no matter what. Maybe they're very reassuring. Maybe they're very gentle. Maybe they deeply respect us. So just feeling these qualities that a compassionate being would have for you. And then with these qualities in mind, inviting a compassionate image or a being to show itself in front of you. So just let this emerge and remember that sometimes we don't see a clear image. We might just get a feeling of the compassionate image rather than seeing it clearly. But seeing if we can settle on one image. And become familiar with its presence in front of us. So, how does it feel to have this image with us? So our compassionate image may be human or it may be animal. Just noticing, is it male or female, old or young? Noticing some of the details of our compassionate image's appearance. Perhaps our compassionate being has a voice. Perhaps it has a particular tone of voice. Just noticing the look in the eyes of our compassionate being. Facial expression, gesture. Remembering that this compassionate being is perfect for us, has all the qualities that make us feel most loved, most cared for, and most understood. Sometimes we may find that our safe place is helpful as a location for our compassionate image. So if your image, your being, wants to share your safe place with you, just let that enhance the practice. So if you notice that it's difficult to connect in some way during this practice, just recognizing that and allowing that it's not always simple and straightforward to work with compassion. And that if we meet obstacles along the way, these are also good news. They teach us. So just allowing any difficulty to be part of our practice. And remembering that we can just imagine that our compassionate being is there and does have the qualities of a compassionate being. So just seeing if we can really feel this being in front as possessing an ultimate kindness. This kindness comes towards us. The being also has an incredible warmth. A warmth that can envelop us. And there's a great strength and power in this compassionate being, which they are able to use to reassure us, to understand us, and to commit deeply to our welfare. So it doesn't matter who we are or what is going on for us at this moment, this compassionate being accepts and is there for us, no matter what. So for this compassionate being, there's nothing you could do that would mean you were not deserving of their compassion. All they wish for, what they wish for most, is that you're unconditionally supported to be who you are and to be able to be compassionate to others. So spending some time now just letting ourselves receive. Letting ourselves receive the strength and the power of this compassion coming from the being in front. Freely given. How does this feel? How does the body feel? How does it feel to receive compassion? Can we open more to receive? Just noticing how the body is and what kinds of feelings or sensations there are. Which parts of the body you can identify feelings in. Maybe the compassionate image will have words to say to you. Just hearing and receiving those words. Words of compassion, of support, of kindness, of love, of respect. And our compassionate image might, as they speak to us, have a particular look in their eyes. They may come towards us. They may embrace us. Or they may stay where they are. Just let your imagination open to what feels like an expression of compassion from your compassionate being. So now allowing the compassionate being to melt away remembering that the compassionate being is always there for us, just a thought away. We created this being. Our imagination created this being, and therefore it's always there as a part of us. So just resting now for a moment or two in whatever feelings remain as we close the practice. Letting our mind be open and free. Nothing to achieve. Nowhere else to go. And everything happens by itself. So dedicating our practice to the benefit of both ourselves and of others, in the hope that compassion may take root in our lives and spread in widening circles.